While members of the Senate may disagree emphatically on most policy matters, they are in agreement on one point. Armed Services Committee Chairman Carl Levin.
There is a strong bipartisan determination on this committee and in this Congress to do all that we can to stop Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons.
On Wednesday, top Pentagon officials gave his panel an assessment of the threat. Lieutenant General Ronald Burgess responded to this question from Senator Levin.
With the installed centrifuges that they have, how long would it take approximately to produce enough highly enriched uranium for one nuclear weapon?
Sir, the general consensus, not knowing again the exact number of centrifuges that we actually have visibility into, is we're talking 1 year.
The number two military man at the Pentagon, General James Cartwright, said it would probably take several more years for Iran to take that highly enriched uranium and develop a usable weapon.
With the highly enriched uranium, you're still dealing in 3 to 5 years to create a weapon.
Members of the House of Representatives say there is not a second to wait, and they have sent a letter to President Barack Obama urging him to impose strict sanctions on Iran. 330 lawmakers, from some of the most liberal members of the House to the most conservative, signed the letter. They underscored support for legislation already introduced that, among other things, seeks to cut the flow of refined petroleum products into Iran. The Obama administration, for now, is focusing most of its attention on getting a package of tougher sanctions through the United Nations Security Council. William Burns, the Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, told the Senate panel that he believes China will sign on to a council resolution.
I think we and the Chinese agree that we need to send a strong message to Iran. So, yes, sir, I do think it's possible.
But Senator John McCain, the senior Republican on the committee, was clearly frustrated.
The sanctions so far that have been enacted by the Security Council have been, in the view of most observers, ineffective.
McCain said the United States, France, Britain, and Germany should not wait for the UN before imposing their own stepped-up sanctions regime. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.